The pandemic kicked off more than 4 years ago in March of 2020. People certainly are looking at it much differently than a year ago, let alone 2 years ago. But you should know, for those of you who still pay attention to this sort of thing, there is a new variant in town, KP2. Should we be concerned? Let's find out from the man himself, Bruce Y. Lee, Executive Director, FICOR, Professor, City University, New York, Graduate School of Public Health and Health Policy. Bruce, how are you, my friend?
Oh, not bad, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You know, sir, I still know that we're in the midst of this, and we've had our discussions over a period of time, Bruce, that there's going to be variant after variant after variant. In other words, COVID's not going anywhere anytime soon. But that being said, when a new variant comes in, this KP2, fill us in on the details, please.
So KP2, and there's also KP1.1, these are becoming the dominant strains, and they all fall under what's being nicknamed the flirt strains, F-L-I-R-T, that has nothing to do with flirting or, you know, dating or what have you.
Right.
It's called that because there are two changes in the spike protein. In one case, an F amino acid is changed. It's changed to an L1, and an R amino acid is being changed to a T1. So there's changes in the spike protein, and anytime we see that, wonder whether that will decrease, you know, your existing protection from the vaccine or from previous exposure to virus. So that's the thing to always think about whenever you see changes in the spike protein.
Well, and I think the good news right out the get-go, Bruce, is obviously hospitalizations due to COVID at an all-time low, and there isn't any immediate evidence that this new variant KP2 is going to change that.
Yeah, I think the situation we're in right now, again, it's very different from, you know, certainly 4 years ago, even like a year and a half ago. A large percentage of the population has been exposed to parts of this virus multiple times, either through vaccination or through getting the infection itself already. So our immune systems are not going to overreact or react poorly to the virus in the same way that it did at the beginning of the pandemic. So that's one of the reasons why you're seeing, hospitalizations and other severe outcomes steadily going down.
Bruce, I'm sorry. Oh, I was going to say, yeah, Bruce, like so many people, I'm sure, I still have a number of home test kits because I stocked up on them. This new variant, KP2, will these test kits be effective with that variant, or do the test kits lose effectiveness after a while? Will I still be able to use them?
Yeah, I think that the test kits should not lose effectiveness. You know, the question is, whenever new variants come out, is, you know, are these variants so different from the previous variants that the test will not be able to detect them? But so far, there's no indication that that's the case. The current variants are still similar enough to the Omicron variants that came out before. So you should be fine with the tests.
Two-part question, Bruce. One, how many, and how you doing? Two-part question, how many variants have there been up to now? And number two, have they found out a percentage of the population that has had COVID since its origin?
Yeah, so the actual number of variants is countless. You know, whenever we hear about variants, these are the variants that tend to be spreading and essentially tend to have competitive advantages over other variants. You know, variants are being formed all the time. You know, some variants are weaker than the current virus, some are stronger, some are kind of equal. So it's very difficult to tell exactly how many variants have come out. We do know, in terms of the ones that have spread, it seems like every few months there's a new variant, at least one or two new variants, that seem to overtake the other variants. So that's what we know so far.
And the number of people that percentage of the population has had COVID over these 4 years, do they have a number on that yet? Is it like over half of the population has had it?
Yeah, so that's a challenge, since we don't have, you know, we're not really keeping good records on who's had COVID. And at this point, you know, people are testing at home, or they may not even test at home. And like, if they test positive, they're not telling anyone in many cases. So you have no idea who has had COVID and how many times. We don't have a really good system for tracking that, so it's hard to say. I think there's a decent chance that majority of the population has had COVID at least once, but it's hard to tell because you're not really tracking it.
All right, Bruce, somebody tuned in right now. They have a loved one, family member, friend that gets this KP2. What is the general rule of thumb now as far as isolation goes? I know earlier this year, the CDC dropped its 5-day isolation requirement. And last I heard, folks are being advised to just stay home until the fever breaks for 24 hours. Is that what we've come down to now?
Yeah, I mean, one of the challenges here is, you know, the characteristics of the virus have not changed. You know, people can still remain contagious 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 days into the infection. And that was the original reason why the recommendation was isolating 10 days. Now, those things have been dropped because the CDC felt for practical reasons that might help, with workplaces and those things like that. I mean, if you want to be sure, then you have to keep in mind that you can be infectious up to 10 days. I would suggest being careful if it's concern of being of transmission. But you know, the other, in some cases, in many cases, it will resolve within 5 days. So that's the reason for that. But again, I think it really depends on your, personally, how careful you want to be.
Let me ask you this in closing. Obviously, everybody's outlook on COVID has changed dramatically for all the right reasons. Mm-hmm. We're 4 years in the making here, Bruce. Do you have a problem being the pro here? Are we letting our guard down and maybe, and this is just hypothetically on my part, because I'm kind of paranoid, that we're setting ourselves up for something crazy later this year into fall, winter, or no?
Well, I think we need to have the appropriate amount of care. And, you know, it's certainly not like it was at the beginning of the pandemic. But, you know, you can still have, in some cases, worse outcomes, and you know, long COVID is still a risk. So the key is, you look at something like the flu. You know, the flu, you have it every year, and it's been around for many, many, many years. But still, something to be careful about, because people can die from the flu, and people can be hospitalized. The risk of worse outcomes from COVID is still higher than the flu. So we should be careful about this. And the other thing is, we really need a long-term strategy and how to handle it. You know, presumably you're going to have regular vaccinations each year to try to prevent problems and control the spread of the virus, but it's not very clear what's going to happen with that. And we know that vaccination rates have really plummeted. So I think there's a lot of things that need to be addressed right now that really aren't being addressed.
Especially keeping your hands clean and the things that we were doing during the pandemic.
Right.
I see people have gone back to sneezing in their hands now.
Yep.
They're not washing them. And the little things like that, I'm sure that can make a big difference.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is like air quality as well. You know, air quality helps not just with like viruses and things like that, but in general. And so the hope was that the beginning of the pandemic would, you know, leave us with some learnings as a society that we would change. That would benefit other things. But unfortunately, we haven't seen it. We've seen a lot of reversion back to the same behaviors before that.
All right. We appreciate your time, as always, Bruce. Thank you so very much.
Bruce.
Always happy to join.
Have a great holiday.
Thanks, you too.
All right.
Bruce Wiley,
Bruce.
Spending more time
with us. You
washing
your hands there, Courtney?
Mm. Of course.
No, I'm just asking the question. I want to make sure, because I see some people out here, not you, but I've seen people that just have went right back to the way it was.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I've seen that, too.
Well, yep. And, you know,
remember
it's...
you used to sneeze in your, like, in your elbow and the
yeah.
inside?
Yeah.
I just see them with the hands over their mouth now, then they hitting doorknobs and everything. He just.
And when you wash your hands, you do the happy birthday thing to make sure you did it long enough.
Well, what's really sad is when you go to a bar or a restaurant and you use a facility, and every single one has that sign in there, employees must wash hands. And that's pretty much it.
Yep.
I'm not an employee. And it's kind of disturbing.
That's it.
Really?
Let's get back to it.
What are you going to do?
Stay 3 feet away from me, too.
It's the album. Gladly. It's the album show here on WJR.